All right. Well, we move on with the conversation. We're going to be talking about the Africa Investment Summit's benefit to entrepreneurs. And to have that conversation, we're joined by James French, who's the founder and CEO of ANC. James, thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm sure you caught a little bit of that conversation about Stan Lee and superheroes. So we can't start this interview without you telling us what who your favorite superhero is.
Oh, my Lord. So that's a funny one. It's a really sad day that Stan Lee passed, but when I was a kid, I couldn't go a day without reading the Avengers and Hulk and Thor. They were all part of my life. They were so human, but, you know, obviously more than just human. So I can't say I have one favorite. I just like the big brawl.
All right. That's good enough. So the Africa Investment Summit, I mean, you know, in your opinion, was that a good start like we had the investment summit that took place about a couple of weeks ago?
I do. And I think that's how you should see it. I think you should see it as a model that that will grow and improve. But the basic concept is that it's a platform and we have to be thinking in terms of platforms to address the kind of the long standing and tractable problems of economic development. So find what works, tweak it, improve it, do it again next year.
And key takeaways for you?
Well, I hosted the panel titled Taking Africa's Tech Space to the Next Level. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, personally, I think that was the most exciting panel because although it doesn't get a lot of play, technology in Africa is going to have a dimension in every single sphere of investment. And investing in tech means investing in data. And the data that comes from African economic activities will be able to be used to apply to solutions for other problems. So you invest in a smart payment system to make payments between point A and point B, and the data generated can be used to solve a problem related to education. And so the trickle-down effects of understanding the value of Africa's data and allowing Africa's ingenious entrepreneurs to use that data, those effects are really unlimited and will be revolutionary.
On the tech side, we had a conversation about this, I think, last week with one of our guests, and we were talking about how whenever people think of technology or whatever fields of technology, whether it's AI or virtual reality, whatever's coming out of there, we always think Silicon Valley, we think Amsterdam, we think London. Not really, people don't really make that connection with Africa. And I wanted to get a sense from you, perhaps, why is that? Or are you starting to see that, you know, people are starting to look at Africa very differently, especially when it comes to technological innovation, perhaps in other parts of the continent?
That's an excellent question. I think that, first of all, you mentioned Silicon Valley. Look at Silicon Valley's view of Africa. Silicon Valley recognizes that Africa is home of the next billion users of its platforms. And so some companies are running about offering free connections to Wi-Fi. And the real issue for Africa in that bargain is to say, what do we want out of it? What is our agenda in this? Do we want free connection to the internet or do we want access to data? And I think the latter is the wiser move. In terms of African innovations or innovative African tech people, I was on stage in my panel with Silas Adenkule. He was CEO and founder of Reach Robotics. He's the most successful robotics engineer in the world, including Silicon Valley. And he's invented an AI, AR, a robot that interacts with people in an ingenious way. So imagine Pokemon Go, but there's a robot, a real robot in your game. He's a Nigerian. He was on stage. There were others who did drones, Atlan Space, who started a drone company, and they do geotagging of farmers' land so that you can produce titles and find out who is planning what, and that spills into the capital markets. So it's a myth to say, and we hear it perhaps often or in the subtext, that Africa is not on the forefront of the technology wave, but it is. The most important thing, really, and the point that I would like to get across to your audience is that where we should start is focusing on data, access to data, because that data can be used to solve really important problems like developing SMEs, helping fill skills gaps for SMEs. That's in fact what I'm doing in my own work. And I think that once we understand the value of data in Africa, we can really try to put it to work to solve a lot of the problems that have been so resistant for so long.
James, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's James French, who's the founder and CEO of Anansi.